The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentists. Well, it's a great day. The Buckeyes won their first game. Actually, I was at the game, and they kind of got off to a slow start, but once they got clicking, they put some big numbers up, which I was kind of hoping for. And in fact, the Big Ten did pretty well. I guess there were only two teams that lost in the entire Big Ten, even though a couple had to go into overtime. So Michigan and Penn State lost their openers, and all of the rest of the Big Ten teams, actually in Michigan. I'm actually in East Lansing, the site of the, I'm in East Lansing, the site of, in Lansing, and,
you know, when I travel, I just figure I can get up here and do the show, and we can still have a great day.
Now, tomorrow's Labor Day. I'd like to wish you a happy day off of work. My team as well, and hopefully you're enjoying your time with your family, because of course that.
I was at the game.
There was this girl that was sitting relatively close to me and looked over, a big smile, you know, when the Buckeyes scored, and she had like a seed in her teeth, and I thought, I wonder if she knows that, and I don't know her, so I'm not going to go up to her and tell her that she has this seed, but something that would have been taken care of with brushing, so, you know, it's kind of important when you're out and about. Well, actually, all the time to make sure.
I'm going to talk about some kind of like a home list of, tooth whitening, things that you can do at home to have the information that somebody sent me from WebMD. And so,
I just think that it's something, I mean, a lot of people think that the professional tooth whitening is maybe out of their price range. A lot of people like to be do-it-yourselfers. So just a list of things that you can consider doing that will help you have that bright smile. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's go ahead. It's called the Whiter Teeth Diet. Start in the kitchen if you want a whiter smile. Crunchy fruits and...
They trigger your mouth to make saliva, which washes away food particles so they can't stain teeth. Strawberries have an enzyme that acts like natural bleach.
And broccoli has minerals that form a film on teeth so pigments from other foods won't stain them. And I have to say that I was kind of interested when I read this because I did not know that. I would have thought that carrots, for example, carrot juice being orange would have stained teeth, but apparently it will, but carrots themselves being crunchy kind of clean off the teeth. Okay, that part I did know. Okay, so... watch your drinks. Anything that stains a white shirt, like coffee, tea, or cola, can also stain your teeth. And that makes sense. I think we all get that. If you drink gallons of the stuff, try to cut back. So if you're a big, big coffee drinker or a big, big cola drinker, try to cut back. And rinse your mouth out with water when you're finished. That's really important, especially when it comes to
pop of any kind.
Things like soda pop of any kind. Okay, and then here's one. Red wine can stain your teeth, that's obvious, but white wine can wear away the enamel, meaning white wine is acidic, which would cause long-term damage. So between every sip or two, you should swish with water. Put some water in your mouth and swish for a few seconds. It's really easy to do. You can have another cup of water next to your cup of wine. In fact, the wine testers, you might remember, they don't swallow it anyway. They taste it, and then they spit it out.
But it's still the
case
same
it's
idea.
To cleanse their palate, but it's still the same idea. They may not realize it that they're protecting their teeth, but they are. Now, if you wear makeup, most women do, you can brighten your smile with easy makeup tips. You can slick on lipstick or gloss in a shade like cherry red, wine, berry, plum, or rosy pink. The blue-based or pink-based undertones will minimize any of the yellowish tones in your teeth. Or you can try a lip plumping formula for a fuller.
Self-tanner will make the whites of your teeth pop and heighten the whites of your eyes, too. And I think that's pretty clear. You know, I have a patient who has selected the whitest white porcelain that we make, and he had us do a full makeover
white
every
porcelain
tooth in
that we make, and he had us do a full makeover every tooth in his mouth. And not many people can wear that whitest white. It tends to look too bright, kind of like Ross on Friends. But in this gentleman, he's very light-skinned. He has white hair and a white beard. And so these white teeth, they don't look that white. If he were like the tanning mom, that this white would be too white for him. It would look ridiculous. So, you know, we always try to steer people to a color that will work in their mouth, according to their facial tones and their lips. But what we're dealing with here, of course, is you haven't whitened your teeth, you haven't had veneers placed, you're just trying to make them look white, so you do that with the darker lipsticks. Okay, now, at-home whitening, this is for the do-it-yourselfer. Well, actually, we're not there yet. The at-home whitening, if you want to brighten your teeth at home, you have plenty of choices. You have whitening toothpastes, which have mild abrasives that remove stains, surface stains, with a gentle brushing. You have the drugstore whitening gels, pens, rinses, strips, swabs, and trays that work by bleaching the teeth with a mild peroxide. Used consistently, these can make your teeth a few shades whiter, but it's always nice if you start with, say, coming to a dental office and having us clean your teeth first, to kind of give you like this boost, this get a fresh start. Let's get some of the stain off and the stuff. Because those products do work. They typically don't do as well as...
But they do work. I've seen people who have
done really well with the home whiteners. Now here it is, the do-it-yourself whitening recipe. Okay? So you can whip up some whitener with this do-it-yourself recipe. So you might want to write it down. It's mix 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide with 1 teaspoon of baking soda, add just enough water to make a paste, and then use this instead of your toothpaste once or twice a week. It won't get rid of the dark stains or work like a dental whitening experience, but it may add a little gleam to teeth that are losing their luster. So, you know, it's tried and true. I mean, people have been using hydrogen peroxide and baking soda to brush their teeth for years before there were all these commercially available toothpastes. That's what people to do. And that particular recipe, let me say it again, you might want to write it down, is 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide with 1 teaspoon of baking soda and just enough water to make a paste. Okay? So write that down because it's a good thing to remember not only for today but for in the weeks to come.
I come back to
the list. When we come back, we're going to talk about, six, seven other ideas for the whiter teeth diet. But you might remember that over the summer, in fact all summer, we were registering people who called in with questions, people who called in to guess the Dr. Kavitko question of the day for an Alum Creek RV and Marine.
A 3-day rental of a motorhome, a 3-4-day rental.
Or a 1-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, courtesy of Alum Creek RV and Marine.
Hello.
Hello, Alice?
Yes.
Hi, Alice. This is Dr. Kavitko from Dentally Speaking.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I wanted to tell you that, guess what? You are the winner of the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack.
Are you serious, Dr. Kavitko?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Oh,
yeah.
No. So what do I do?
Well, tell you what. What you'll need to do is contact Alum Creek RV and Marine and just tell them the owner, Mike, pulled your name out of the hat. So he actually...
And now what does it consist of, though? I'm so excited, I don't even remember.
That's good.
Is that awful?
No, that's great. It is. You get your pick of either a 1-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, and what it is Alum Creek RV and Marine. They would set up a travel trailer on a site, And all you'd have to do would bring your clothes and food. There'd be dishes, there'd be towels, I believe.
Oh, I like that idea. For a whole week?
A whole week, yeah.
Woohoo! And, okay, so now I have to call the, what is it now?
It's called Alum Creek RV and Marine. And you know what? I should have had their phone number here handy for you.
Great.
But I don't, but I can certainly look it up for you if you'd like.
Please and thank you. I know you're busy. I listen to you every Sunday morning.
That's great.
I do.
That's great. Did you listen last week? I guess
this past Sunday you were it was a live show. You were broadcasting a live show with the races and stuff, and
yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, a couple places of dead air, but otherwise we're getting that live remote thing down, and it was from Summit Motorsports Park, and it was a drag race, which, as you maybe could tell, was a lot of fun.
Yeah, with the motorcycles and stuff, and yeah, I was listening, and I was getting ready for church, too, so I was, like, in between. But
Let me tell you the other option, and I know it sounds like you want the one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, but the other option is a four-day motorhome rental, so the use of a motorhome for 4 days to go and travel to wherever you may like. So you can tell Mike at Alum Creek RV and Marine when you call.
Okay.
But right now you're leaning towards the RV at the campground, right?
Yeah, the Alum Creek Marina for the 1 week.
Well, it's called Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa. Keep in mind there's a day spa part to that.
And day spa. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that sounds great. Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to get you that phone number, okay?
Please and thank you. Woo-hoo! Now, do I have a certain time I have to use it, or?
You know, that's a very good question.
I'll have to call and ask when I call for Mike and just ask him.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it's this season, but, you know, I didn't ask that question either, so.
And I just need to bring food and what you said?
I think food and clothes, unless, it's not a nudist camp, so you have to
bring. I better have clothes on. I'd scare everybody away. No, I'm just kidding. I have a sense of humor.
Yeah, me too.
It's too short, so I have a sense of humor. I can't believe I got it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Because I live in a senior resident complex. It's called Lincoln Gardens, and they just remodeled them. And I met this lady, and she's my best friend. And I told her, I said, wouldn't that be sweet if I got that? Because I would. Now it's for two.
You can ask him how many it sleeps, but it's one of those things where if it sleeps four, it's for four. If it sleeps six, it's for six.
Oh, wow. You know? Well, I told her I would take her.
Okay.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, no, nobody expects you to go up there and sit by yourself and just count the birds on the trees or anything like that. So, very good. Okay. Well, hang on for a second and let me get to that phone number.
All righty. Please and thank you. Okay. Woo-hoo!
Alice, the phone number is
740-540-548-4068. And it's a 740. Now, where is that?
They are on Route 36/37.
Route 36/37.
And where that is, if you take I-71 north from Columbus and you get off at the exit number 131... 131
North.
131 exit. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It's the one that has the Flying J.
No, I'm from New York City.
Oh, okay.
I've only been here 2 years.
Oh.
Still trying to learn all year, but I'm sure she will. And I'm sure he can give me directions or maybe send me something like a map thing or something. Or
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Very good.
So let me get it. It's 740-548-4068.
Right.
Oh, yep. My goodness, I can't believe I won. Wait till I call my girlfriend and tell her. Woo-hoo!
So, Alice Green, you're the winner.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to still listen.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You have a great day, okay, and a great
week. You, Dr. Kambinko. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good day. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Just one more reason to listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Alice Green, the winner of a one-week stay at Autumn Lakes Campground and Day Spa, courtesy of Alum Creek RV and Marine. Congratulations, Alice.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm doing a live remote. I am in East Lansing, Michigan. And I apologize for the little cuts and things in the sound. We're really working hard on that, but on the fly, there's not a whole lot we can do, so we're going to just kind of get through it and hope it doesn't hurt your ears too bad, but we are working on it. Now, before the break, we were talking about basically the whiter teeth diet and different things people can do to make their teeth look white by themselves without involving a dental office. And we had talked about making your teeth look whiter with makeup, watching what you drink, certain foods, brushing, flossing, and rinsing, at-home whitening products, and also do-it-yourself whitening recipe, which let me give you that recipe again. It was mix 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide with 1 teaspoon of baking soda and adding just enough water to make a paste and using that to brush your teeth once or twice a week. Okay, now, for whitening at the dental office, obviously, if you want the quickest way to remove stains and whiten teeth, it would be coming to us dentists. And what we do is we paint your teeth with peroxide gel, activate the solution with a light or laser, and then we give you a custom fitted mouth guard to use at home. And of course, that's the strongest way, the best way. It's funny because when somebody gets a toothache, for example, instead of calling a dentist, the first thing they seem to do is go to the drugstore and buy Green Cross toothache drops. And I wish I owned Green Cross toothache drops, because the company, I mean, because everybody spends, I don't know, $5 or $6 on that first, and it doesn't work, but I guess people hope it does, so they try it first. Anyway, and so the same thing with the whitening. A lot of people will try the at-home products and spend a good bit of money on them before they realize it's really not getting the teeth as white as they had hoped, and then they come in. So you can kind of say, believe me, you could kind of save yourself some money if you just went to a dentist rather than trying them. But like I said, this is kind of for the do-it-yourselfer, so that's why we're going over it. Okay, now, you can also improve your smile. People get cosmetic injections. People with thin lips and fine lines that they feel are ruining their smile can get different fillers, okay? Hyaluronic acid fillers can plump up your pout. They can also pad the creases that run from your nose to the corners of your mouth. Obviously, Botox, we've all heard of that, can smooth out fine wrinkles around your lips, and sometimes called smoker's lines. If you smoke, stop. That's the biggest and best advice I can give you, because if you stop smoking, it'll help keep those smoker's lines from coming back. And there's so many other health issues, of course, with smoking that you should stop anyway. Okay, now, bonding. We can a small fix for teeth or tooth. If your teeth are chipped, broken, cracked, or badly stained, we can do bonding, which can easily fix this. Now, it can also be for a crooked tooth, slightly crooked. In fact, my daughter-in-law, before her and my son got married, she had her smile was almost perfect, but there was this one tooth that was kind of rotated and tipped back in. And all I did was add a little bit of bonding resin, didn't even have to drill on her tooth, to make it look straight when it's not. And this is the kind of stuff that we kind of mold like putty, and then once we have it the shape we want, we shine a light on it and it hardens. And it's pretty neat. I mean, it's reversible. If she gets tired of it, she doesn't want it, she wants her crooked tooth back someday, which I don't think, she could ask me to take it off, or any dentist could take it off. And it was done in about, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, 30 or 40. Improve your smile, you can get veneers. When teeth are badly stained, crooked, or misshapen, fixes like bleaching or bonding might not be enough. Porcelain veneers are pricier than those other treatments, and they take a couple visits, but they can transform even yellow teeth into a straight, you know, crooked yellow teeth into a straight row of pearly whites. As thin as half a millimeter, veneers are custom made to fit the front surface of your teeth. Okay, now, and by the way, now that we have the technology in my office and several others to do same-day crowns, we can also do same-day veneers, so it no longer has to take two visits. If you come in with a crooked tooth and you want it straightened, or teeth with veneers, we would have to take some time to take impressions, make molds, and then I would alter those molds to make them look nice and straight with wax. I would add wax, and then I would scan that new model, or rather the model with the wax on it, the model with the straight teeth on it, and that information would be fed into the computer so that when you did come for your veneer appointment, it would be a one visit thing. So I guess in a way you could say that's still two visits, because it's for the molds to start and then visit two to get the veneers. However, it's still one less visit, because most people come in to talk about what they're going to have done anyway before we do anything. And in this instance, it would be the same thing, where you'd come in, let's talk about what you need. We would say, oh, you need veneers, would you like veneers? And you would say yes. Well, under the old way, we would schedule you two more appointments. Under the new way, we would schedule you one. Okay? So that's actually pretty cool, I think. And by the way, that CAD-CAM system, the CEREC system that we've talked so much about, that is the same-day crown and veneer, they've come out with a new upgrade that is going to be really, really neat. It's making it so much easier, so much more user-friendly. The images it takes are going to be real-time, look like photos instead of computer-generated. It's going to allow us to not need an opposing bite. It's gonna be really neat, and it's gonna be, oh, the camera is smaller, so if you're one of those people that can't open very big, you will still be able to use it on you. And then that's also neat, because see, some people who either gag a lot or they just have these tiny little mouths, we couldn't use it on them. We couldn't get it back to the very last tooth, and that was sometimes a disappointment. Well, they've made that camera pretty tiny now, so it's gonna be neat. Something else you'd want to do to improve your smile, or something to consider, is correcting a gummy smile. Now, if you have that, the fix is a surgery called crown lengthening. We usually do it under local anesthesia. Sometimes people want to be sedated for that, so as you know, I do sedation, and I will sedate people either orally or intravenously. And basically what we want to do is even the gum line and uncover the amount of tooth that should have been uncovered, but it's not. For some reason, the gums grew down too far on the teeth, and it's amazing. I did one on a young lady. She was, let's see, I think she was 16, but she looked like she was 11 or 12, because most of the teeth, or the gum, were covering about half of the clinical crown of her teeth. So when she smiled, you only saw half of the teeth, and the rest was all gum. And there was nothing else wrong with her teeth. She was perfectly healthy. She'd had braces. And just for fun, and with her permission, I used my laser to do this procedure, and I uncovered the gum. I did one side from one tooth over, and then I stopped and I got a picture to show the difference. And then, of course, when we were finished, we took another picture. And then a week later, after she was all healed, we took another. And I got a really nice note from her And it was kind of cute. It said, "Dear Dr. Kovitko, thank you for giving me my big girl smile." And you don't realize it, but that's that look of having teeth covered with gum makes you look like a kid. It just makes you look like a kid. So now the cost is more. I'm trying to remember how much it is. You know what? I don't remember, and I apologize for that. I'm usually pretty upfront about fees. If I think of it before the show's over, I will certainly let you know. So anyway, gummy smile. Remember that. You don't have to live with it. Now, there's another one. Braces. You know, braces aren't just for kids. And as you know, I do adult braces called 6-month smile. But if you have straight teeth and you close gaps and, you know, like adults that have lived with a less than perfect smile your whole life, well, you don't have to do that. It's amazing what having straight teeth will do. It can save you from losing teeth later in life because crooked teeth are hard to clean. They're hard to x-ray. We can never really see between the teeth until the cavity is kind of big. And that's not when we want to find them. We want to find them small. Also, the braces that we do have clear brackets, tooth-colored wires. So they're really not all that offensive. And the people that we have that have done it have been, you know, just very, very happy. It's an amazing going around with these crooked teeth, but they're not. Once they say, you know, I kind of always wanted to have straight teeth. I just never did it. I was taking care of my kids, and they all had braces, and I just never took care of me. Okay. Now, you know what? There are a few more things we're going to go into as far as improving your smile. But let me just remind you, I've mentioned it a couple times, because pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kovitko's question of the day. So I want to remind you of the recipe for the do-it-yourself whitener, which is 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide with 1 teaspoon of baking soda and just enough water to make a paste. So when we do Dr. Kovitko's question of the day, it is a situation you call and you can win free flowers from Vice Number Florist, okay? So this Tuesday afternoon, if you're the winner, you'll get free flowers delivered to your place of business. And another caller, sometimes the same caller, will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. But before we do Dr. Kovitko's question of the day, the attorneys tell us you need to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kovitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kovitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kovitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what is the recipe for do-it-yourself whitening paste? Is it A, mix 1 teaspoon of household bleach and 1 cup of flour? B, mix 1 teaspoon of clear gelatin and 1 cup of cornstarch? Or C, mix 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and just enough water to make a paste? Again, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. So go ahead and call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko after these messages.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at Alum Creek RV.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kovitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me here today. We are talking about, it's like the whiter teeth diet, smiling, all of the different things that affect the appearance of your teeth, things that you can do at home, and things, some of these, of course, you need a dentist to do, but thought we'd cover them anyway. And so the next thing we want to talk about is choosing the right dentist, okay? Now, this is going to sound self-serving, and I'm going to try to keep it from sounding that way, because there are about 1.8 million people in Central Ohio, and I can't treat all of them, and I know that. So if I'm saying things that make it sound like I want everybody to come to me, sure, I would love to be so busy that I can't handle it, but the reality is there are lots of great dentists out there. And so if you have, what I say to folks is, if you have a dentist that doesn't seem to be serving your needs, maybe they don't believe you when you tell them that you still feel it, or they're not listening to what you're saying, or whatever those things, whatever things might be, there are other dentists out there. So, you know, don't stay at an office that you're not happy at. Maybe there's a better fit for you somewhere. I mean, you're welcome to come to us and try us, but that's not what this is all about. Now, you know, so when you're choosing a dentist, you need a dentist that can, I mean, if you need straight teeth, you either need to go to a general dentist that straightens teeth or find a good orthodontist. If you're missing teeth, you're going to need somebody to place implants to put the teeth back where the way you were. Of course, you know we do that. We talk about that a lot. As far as taking care of your gums, it's hard to have a pleasant smile if you have bright red bleeding gums. And so we were talking about gums and how important they are to the smile earlier. If you have teeth that hurt, you have toothaches, then obviously you're going to probably some teeth that are going to need root canals. And you need to find a dentist that does root canals or can refer you to an endodontist. Now, this is an interesting little stat. The benefits of smiling, get this, are enough to make you, well, I guess they're enough to make you smile. A smile can give people the same feel-good boost of eating 2,000 chocolate bars. Did you know that? That's quite an interesting stat. The same feel-good boost as eating 2,000 chocolate bars. That's a lot of chocolate. I don't know. Okay. Now, so, you know, it takes less muscle to smile than it does to frown. It's easier. Smiling lowers blood pressure. It releases the body's natural painkillers. And when you smile, people like and trust you more. They also think you're younger than you are. And I think that's very true. Smiling is so, so important. And if you don't like your smile, if you don't like your teeth hurt or whatever, and you're not smiling, people don't know what to think. They don't know if you're stuck up. They don't know if you're mad. They don't know. They really don't know. It's hard to trust somebody that doesn't look you in the eye and smile back. It's so, so true. And if you're one of those people and you don't smile because you don't like your teeth, or you smile with your head down and your eyes up. I saw somebody on TV the other day. They were doing a little thing on Channel 4, like a guest where they bring in to talk about, adopting animals or doing this and that. And this person never looked, you'd swear she was blind. Her eyes never looked at the commentator, the camera. It was weird. I don't understand that. And so you have to have that comfort, that peace of mind of knowing that you can look at, whether it's a camera or the person in the room with you, look at them and smile, and it just says so much without even saying a word. It's amazing. Now, there's an emotional upside of smiling, and it just makes you healthier. So just if you're not able to smile now, because of any of those reasons, any of the reasons that we talked about, your teeth are too crooked, they're not white, they're not clean, too much gum tissue, then you need to pick up the phone and make an appointment somewhere. Okay? Like I said, it doesn't have to be at my office, but it can be. But most important is make that step. Take that step. to get yourself to the point where you are able to smile, okay? Now, I want to mention that if you go to dentallyspeaking.com and drkavitko.com, well, first of all, dentallyspeaking.com, it shows you pictures and bios of past and current guests. It has a lot of information about the things that we do. And when but from dentallyspeaking.com, it's not necessarily like go there and, you know, make a dental appointment. DrKavitko.com also has a link that will allow you to access podcasts of the show. But it talks a little bit about my office, our office. It shows you staff bios and photos and gives you a chance of to see what you might find when you came to our office. So check it out. Those of you that don't know how to spell Kavitko, by now I would think you do, but it's drkvitko.com, drkavitko.com. All right. Now, the next thing we want to do is... I was reading an article written by a Dr. Jay Friedman. He's a dentist and he has a master's of public health. And he's written some, this was written for a publication called Office Visit. And he writes reports on health and dental health specifically. And he's written some articles that I disagree with. And I want to talk about the one in particular and maybe the other one too, which is overcoming dental phobia. And I'm going to read a lot of this. That's why I wanted to make sure I gave Dr. Friedman credit, and then we'll talk about it. He writes, overcoming dental phobia. He says, one of his first clinical patients when he was in dental school was a 16-year-old boy who had endured multiple surgeries to correct a cleft palate. The experience left him so fearful of injections that Dr. Friedman was barely able to get him to let him look inside his mouth. Once he did, he found cavities galore. They talked about his fears and why this young man needed his teeth fixed. He began to relax a little, and on the next visit, as he watched the work being done with a hand mirror, he allowed him to very slowly inject some anesthetic and complete a small filling. Eventually, his fears receded to the point where he would sit down in the chair, open his mouth wide, mirror still in hand, and let him do the work. Now, this is a great story. I do agree that you need to, you take away the unknown. People are afraid of unknowns. We're afraid of what might be around the next corner, but if we can see what's around the next corner, maybe there's a mirror up there, or you can see through the glass of this building and through the glass of that, you're not so afraid. Well, and he goes on to talk about how the mouth is one of the most intimate and sensitive parts of the body, so it's no wonder that as many as a third of the adult population fear going to the dentist. I think I heard that's more like 40%. For some folks, a painful experience is the cause of their anxiety. Many children frightened by friends or parents even before their first visit, and I've talked about this over and over again, and it's really unfortunate, because what do parents say the first thing after a child goes in to a dental appointment? Let's say you send your child back. You're in the room, the waiting room, the child goes in, they come back, and what's the first thing most parents say? Did it hurt? Don't ask them that. If they didn't expect it was going to hurt, and until you ask them if it hurt, they didn't think it was supposed to. Well, now by asking them that, now they think, okay, well, I had a good visit today, but maybe the next one will hurt, or maybe the next one will hurt. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. I know it's you don't realize the kind of impression you're making, but you are. Okay. So, you know, at people who have never had a bad experience, then they become more anxious as they grow older because they're waiting for that bad experience. Fearing the worst, many people then delay going to the dentist, which sometimes makes their dental problem worse, and that increases the likelihood that they will experience some discomfort during treatment, so it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. It looks like I'm up against a break, so we're going to go to a commercial break right now. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. We are talking about smiles. We were talking about smiles originally, a little bit about the Buckeyes, and now we're talking about overcoming dental phobia. Before I get back to the topic, though, let me remind folks that I will be at the Buddy Walk at Crew Stadium on September 23rd. It is an event to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Please come on out and join us. If you want to register, you can go to DESACO.net. That's www.dsaco.net. And sign up. Either sign up your team or you can sign up to be a part of ours. Our team is called Libby's Tooth Buds because I raise money for the Down Syndrome Association in the name of my patient, Libby Turner. And I will have my Rolling Studios motor coach there. We will be having a big, tailgate, although it starts really early in the morning. It'll be a breakfast tailgate, I guess, and we'll be getting there around 7. I think registration starts at 9. The Buddy Walk itself is 11 a.m. It's not a far walk. It's mostly to show support, to show unity, everybody coming together for a great cause, and the actual walk is one pass around Crew Stadium. And the neat thing is Crew Stadium is wheelchair accessible. So it has all those ramps, you know, and you go up one of the ramps and you go around, and it's kind of fun because they have cheerleaders cheering the participants on. There's a place where you can sometimes see your picture up on the big jumbotron, and lots of fun things for the kids to do. Usually they have something like a bounce house, and they always have like the firefighters bring their safe house and a fire engine, and sometimes the police department is there with a big motor home, like a SWAT thing kids can tour. Actually, I want to tour that this time. And so come on out. Again, September 23rd at Crew Stadium. Parking is free. You just have to let folks know that you're there for the Buddy Walk in case there's an event going on across the street over at the fairgrounds, okay? So mark that down, September 23rd. Okay, now we're talking about an article written by Jay Friedman, Dr. Jay Friedman, who is a DDS and a Master's of Public Health. And I always wondered what MPH stood for besides miles per hour. So he's written here, there's a heading here called It Probably Won't Hurt. The reality is, and this is Dr. Friedman's words, that modern dental treatments aren't especially painful. I guess I would agree with that. A 2010 survey of 51,768 Consumer Reports subscribers found that among readers who had a dental procedure in the preceding 5 years, severe pain was uncommon. Only 6% reported severe pain following a tooth extraction, which is the most painful procedure they reported. Only 5% said severe pain occurred in a root canal, and only 1% experienced severe pain from having a filling. Then he goes on to write, if you fear dental treatment, discuss your concerns with your practitioner frankly and upfront. A dentist who can take gentle but firm control of a situation might be all you need to overcome your fears. I have had plenty of patients, he says, who sit down in the chair and announce, Doc, I'm really nervous. His standard reply is, it's okay for you to be nervous, but you really don't want to make me nervous, so relax. These simple words often work better than any tranquilizer. Well, this is where I start to take exception with Dr. Friedman. Because what if you're one of those 6% or 5%? What if you're that patient? Well, I don't want to take a chance that you're the one that's going to be hurt. I don't want to hurt anybody, not just, you know, I don't want to like only treat 94% of my patients comfortably. I want to treat them all comfortably. And I think that's where Dr. Friedman and I are, you know, where we part. If you're one of those people that you've been building up this anxiety and this fear, why take a chance? And in fact, here's what I have found is that the people that are afraid oftentimes are the ones that were hurt at some point, and the person, the dentist, didn't believe them because after all, it only happens to 5%, right? And they continued to work on them. Okay, so let me go back to Dr. Friedman's words here. Dr. Friedman writes, once past the hurdle of the initial treatment, you might feel great satisfaction at having mastered the situation. Even if it doesn't eliminate all of your anxiety, it might reduce it to a manageable level. If your regular dentist can't reassure you, you might want to go to one who specializes in treating anxious patients. I guess that would be me. Some dental schools have fear clinics that offer cognitive behavioral therapy to reduce dental phobia. You know, that's all well and good, but again, do you want to go to therapy? Or do you just want to have me sedate you? I mean, I don't sedate everybody that walks in the door, mind you, but if you're afraid, I mean, it's so simple. We have a way to do it, okay? Now, he does go on to write, and you know what? I'm going to just mention a little bit, then we'll finish this up after the break. But he does go on to write, if tender, loving care still doesn't allay your fears, you might be a candidate for judicious pharmacological intervention. The least problematic of these is a tranquilizer that isn't a tranquilizer at all. He says it's a local anesthetic injection that is painless or at worst feels like a tiny pinprick. Such an injection takes about 15 seconds to complete and will numb your mouth in about 5 minutes. Your anxiety about your impending treatment might vanquish completely or nearly so. Numbness that lingers for a few hours after treatment might be a small price to pay to avoid even mild discomfort. That's really wild. He's calling local anesthetic a tranquilizer? That's weird. I think we all expect to be numbed. You know, this is the thing. There are so many people out there, so many different dentists and practitioners that you need to find. This goes back to what I was talking about earlier. You need to find one that suits your wants and needs. Do you want to go to somebody that thinks of local anesthetic as optional? That is weird. Okay. So, no, he said, but be aware that drugs and sedation are not without risks. So he's talking about, you know, if you're fearful or the mere thought of the injection brings on an anxiety attack, that's when a dentist might prescribe drugs or administer nitrous oxide or intravenous sedation to relieve the anxiety and relax you so that your treatment can proceed. He thinks that the risks with that, I guess, are a little more than I do. And he said repeated and prolonged use of narcotics, sedatives, and tranquilizers can be addictive. And I agree with that. But we're not talking about repeated. I mean, how many times do we have to treat somebody? In fact, you might know I like to do these long appointments. People come in for 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever it takes, and that's not repeated use. So you come in, have a long visit, get your dental work done. Maybe it might take a couple or three if you've been putting it off forever. And then we're done. And on top of that, people only have 32 teeth. Most only have 28 because they've had their wisdom teeth out. And some only have 24 if they've had braces and had first bicuspids removed. So how long can it possibly take to fix 24 teeth or 28 or 32? Okay, so anyway, okay, now let's see. In extreme cases, and this is, I agree with this, hospitalization for treatment under intravenous or general anesthesia might be necessary. There are, especially in children, there are some children that have to go and be put under general anesthesia, and Children's Hospital does this. Dr. Casamassimo, his group, do this, but there's a long waiting list. And I have actually found we're able to treat some of those children that were on the waiting list where the parents didn't want to wait, where with regular oral sedative drugs that we can take care of the kids. So he goes on to mention that you know, IV sedation shouldn't be your first option, and I agree with that. Should be your last, I agree with that, unless you're really, really phobic. He believes doctors who use tranquilizers as their first line of treatment are like their patients seeking an easy way out of dealing with the anxiety, and that's where we disagree. Why not have an easy way to get by your anxiety? I don't think, again, I look at the individual. Do I want my patient anxious? Do I want my patient hurt? The answer is no. And if you're one of those 5%, then I'm okay with that. And I don't need to find out firsthand. If you tell me you're one of those 5%, that's okay by me. We don't have to hurt you once just to know that you need sedation the next time. I think that's ridiculous. Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back after the break.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Baby, you smile, I smile, oh, 'cause whatever.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today, the day before Labor Day. I hope you're having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Hope my team is doing the same. And congratulations to the Buckeyes and to all of the Big Ten teams. Sorry about Penn State and Michigan, but hey, it's Michigan. And I mean, I think we were kind of pulling. You know, I didn't know who to pull for because you want to kind of pull for Penn State. They've been through so much. And yet the OU Bobcats, I think I was probably pulling for them just because they're from Ohio and they've done so well. Basketball team made it into the Sweet 16 and all that neat stuff. Plus, I know a lot of people that go to OU. All right, so let's see. What I want to, there's this story that I've been hanging on to, mostly didn't have time to get to. It was from July 5th, and it was written by Claire Gordon. And I found it online, and it's the heading is, Woman Says Her Unlicensed Dentist Turned Her Into a Monster. Now, I thought this was an appropriate article to talk about because we were talking about kind of the do-it-yourself whitening and people that were trying to save some money using Green Cross toothache drops and all that. And so, when the dentist told, and this is a Chinese woman, Zhu Feng, that she needed 12 crowns, she believed him, and she handed over 12,000 pounds, which was $1,862. Once the anesthetic wore off, I was in more pain than I could ever imagine, Feng said. After dentists removed the faulty crowns and healed the infections and abscesses that covered her gums, they discovered that Feng's unlicensed dentist had ground down her healthy teeth into stumps. This is from the Daily Mail. Now when she opens her mouth, her one-year-old daughter cries. She received her treatment in Chongqing City, central China. Unlicensed dentistry is a scourge in central parts of Asia, and Fiji's Department of Immigration is currently investigating a Chinese couple who'd been running an illegal dental surgery near the country's capital. The council is urging the public to be mindful of such unscrupulous dentists and run background checks on them before seeking their services. Fiji's Ministry of Health said in a press release, people must ask the name of the dentist who is to perform the procedure on them and also ask to see his or her registration certificate. Now, in the United States, of course, we are required to have our state, our license on the wall visible. If you ever walk into a dental office and you don't see the license, ask, because I know mine was up above the filing cabinets. You can see it from the reception room. The other doctor's happens to be inside the first door you come in, and it's there, and people need to know. And it's one of the, just like, you know, asking a police officer to show his badge. I don't take offense to it. Unlicensed dentists have become so popular in Indonesia that the government passed a law last year, which took effect in April of this year, to make the practice illegal. Many opposed the new regulation, however, saying it would make it impossible for many low-income people to get dental treatment at all, since the country suffers a severe dentist shortage, and unlicensed practitioners often charge 4 times less than regular dentists, reports the Dental Tribune of Asia. Well, you know, we hear that argument in this country that there's when you can't find a dentist, it must be because they charge too much and it's hard to get dental care, and we're always dealing with that. It's not really the case. You just don't take a chance, and I don't think you guys will, but anyway, I realize now that I'm out of time, and thank you so much for joining us. Please tune in next Sunday and every Sunday, and don't forget, sign up for the Buddy Walk September 23rd. We'll see you next week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.